So let's try to do a circle pit, New York style, okay? Let's go. Ryan! Do the fucking pit! Everybody!
Ryan!
Ryan!
Attention. Mm-hmm. There's just a few things that I've got to mention. Mm-hmm. There's girlies out here that seem appealing, but they'll come in your life and call hurt your feelings.
Episode 117, the Riot Edition, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at you.
Burning, looting, doing all sorts of dangerous, dastardly, anarchist shit.
All kinds of riot songs coming your way. That's what this episode's all about. We're still going strong 6 years later.
Bringing it to you straight from a garage because we're fucking hardcore like that.
That's right, we're in DJ Gower's garage in Sacramento.
Because it's the only room in my house that isn't bugged by the man, bro.
He's into the conspiracy theories these days. 2016.
It's all true. Everyone knows everything, man.
The NSA. But hey.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We're here shredding you, drinking beers, fucking rocking it.
Sierra Nevada.
Pretty stoked.
Sierra Nevada came correct with the Lost in the Woods, or whatever the fuck it was called.
Optimum Barrel.
Holy shit. Optimum Imperial IPA.
Beer's amazing.
Barrel aged in bourbon barrels. At like 11.3% or something stupid.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh my god. It was like drinking candy that made you immediately high out of your brain.
DJ Gower is pretty pumped right now because
I'm always pretty pumped whenever
there's an election coming up and there's going to cause riots, hopefully.
Four more beers. Four more beers.
That's right. The election's coming up and could be a riot.
I've been feeling the burn, I gotta say.
Burn riots coming at you.
But, you know, bottom line is, the only reason why I say that is because a show like this is all about focusing on the inequality that is out there, that exists in everyday life. It doesn't matter if you're wealthy and in the 1%, or if you're a fucking bum living on the street. Like, we all feel it every day, that oppression of capitalism and imperialism. And there really isn't a better solution than we can necessarily say that we have the answer and this is what it is. All we can do right now is say, whatever it is, it ain't fucking this. Because this shit is wrong.
All right. I like it. All right. Episode 117, The Riot Edition. Here we go.
Tear it down, motherfuckers. Right. Right or wrong. That's how it's got to be. We got to tear it the fuck down. And we got to rebuild. Because sometimes that's just the way it is. You just got to start fresh. You got to start from scratch. And our forefathers knew that shit. They wrote that shit into our Bill of Rights and into our Constitution. They wanted us to know that we had the freedom and the right to be able to say, whatever the fuck you've done with this country, whatever you think you have for control, we the people have the ultimate say and the ultimate control. And we can do whatever the fuck we want. And right now, the one thing that we can all agree on is that whatever it is that's the status quo, that shit ain't working for anybody. So guys like Bernie Sanders and guys like Donald Trump, those are the ones that are making the headlines and making the splashes and making things seem relevant and topical. And why is that? Why do you think that is, DJ Matador?
I think you're fucking pumped up. Entry's in.
I'll tell you why it is, you fucking loser.
I was going to go to the next topic.
You fucking loser. No, you can't give up. No, fuck that. No, no. And I'm telling you why. Because here's the thing, is that we're playing two polar opposites of the same fucking scale. Okay? We got a guy like Bernie, super ultra mega liberal. A guy like Trump, super ultra mega conservative. Neither one of them could get jack shit done in real world politics anyway. So what's the point of all the hyperboil? Or hyperbole, as some might say.
Hyperbole? Hyperboil? I've never heard that in my life.
Because it's bullshit. That's the point of what I'm saying. It's a fucking make-believe world that these people are living in. And the reality is that centrist beliefs and centrist points of view are the only way to make true and real gains and progress in modern day American politics. Would you or would you not agree with that?
Totally agree. 100%. TJ Gower, Rhyme and Treason's political correspondent. He's been to Washington. He's been to the Pentagon. In the trenches.
I stole
hashing out fucking badass stories.
I stole a street sign from Washington, D.C. that said, no standing. Check
it out. Nice.
And why would I steal such a sign? Well, because I'm in the fucking capital of the United States of America. And there's a fucking sign that says, no standing. If that doesn't just sum it all up right there, then I don't know what the fuck does.
All right, here comes some more music. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the greatest, freest country in the world. You just can't stand there.
Episode 117, Ryan.
And no standing of treason.
Counted with the rest of the votes in the country, and then you're sent off to the Electoral College. What's that? The Electoral College are a bunch of officials who do the voting for us. So in case we elect the wrong person, they can fix their shiz.
Whoa, hold up. Who the hell are these people?
Well, no one knows for sure, but whoever they is, they're the folks who actually do the real voting after we do our pretend vote. Yeah!
Power to the people.
Hold the f*** on!
You're telling me our votes don't matter?
Votes are like suggestions.
So this November we should,
yeah,
dunk the vote.
Wild ride, I wanna ride on my own. Wild ride, I wanna ride.
name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
I don't know if you can, but can you get an order for Ons? That's O-N-S Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out. And it's like a free-for-all here. And the owner should be to come down here and see if he can secure his business.
Spot we hit it was my liquor store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red lights flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit it was the music shop. It only took one week to make that window drop. Finally we got our own PA. Where do you think I got this guitar that you're hearing today? Hey!
Call fire and tell her you
so once again we filled the van until it was full. Since that day my living has been much more comfortable. Cause everybody in the hood has added up to here. It's getting hotter and hotter and harder each and every year. Some kids went in a store with their mother. I saw her when she came out, she was getting some peppers. They said it was for the black man, they said it was for the Mexican, and not for the white man. But if you look at the street, it wasn't about Rodney King. Not this fucked up situation and these fucked up police. It's about coming up and staying on top and screaming 187 on a motherfucking cop. It's not in the paper, it's on the wall. National Guard, smoke from all around.
Unit be advised of 10-11 to arrest now at 938 Temple. 938 Temple. 30 subjects with bags trying to get inside the CP's house. 6 or 9 guards trying to kill them. Cause I'm alive, I'm a bit illegal.
Let it burn, wanna let it burn, wanna
the best of our ability. Riots, melees, and disturbances of the peace are against the interest of all our people, and therefore cannot be permitted.
The jury found that they were all not guilty, not guilty, not guilty,
We've been
not
told
guilty,
all along
not guilty,
Crenshaw Boulevard, guilty, that there's a guilty, series of fires, guilty, a lot of looting is going on, a disaster area, obviously.
The jury found that they were all not guilty, not
Make
guilty,
it rough.
Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty.
A lot of activity continues here in the Grand Coast.
Make it rough.
We have sporadic fires throughout the city of Los Angeles.
Not guilty, not guilty.
Not guilty, the filthy devils tried to kill me. When the news get to the hood, the niggas will be hotter than cayenne pepper. Cuss, bust, kicking up dust is a must. I can't trust a cracker in a blue uniform. Stick a nigga like a unicorn. Born wicked, Lawrence Powell, foul. Cut his fucking throat and I smile. Go to Simi Valley and surely somebody knows the address of the jewelry. Pay a little visit. Who is it?
Who is it?
Can I talk to the Grand Wizard? Meet the barrel, modern day Pharaoh. Now he's zipped up like leather Tuscadero. Pretty soon we'll catch Sergeant Coon. Shoot him in the face, run up in him with a broom. Stick, prick, devils ain't shit. Introduce his ass to the AK-40 dick. 2 days, niggas laid in a cut. To get some respect, we had to tear this motherfucker up. Make it rough. Officer Wynn, damn, his devil ass need to be shipped back to Kansas in a casket, cruel cut faggot. Now he ain't nothing but food for the maggots. Lunch, punch, Hawaiian, lying, niggas ain't buying your story for me. Tearing shit up with fire, shoot us, loot us. Now I got a laptop computer. I told you it would happen and you heard it, read it, but all you can call me was anti-Semitic. Regret it, nope, said it, yep. Listen to my big black boots as I step. Niggas had to break you off something, get push or push, but your National Guard ain't hard. You had to get botany to stop me, cause you know what? We would've towed this motherfucker up. Make it rough. Hey, Muggs, make it rough. And a cake from Betty Crocker. Over Wettenbacher, don't buck with the black owned stores, but hit the Foot Locker. Steal, motherfuck, fire, Marshall Bill. Oh, what the hell, throw the cocktail. I smell smoke, got the fuck out. Ice Cube, luck out. My nigga had a struck out, didn't get stuck out. In front of that store with the Nikes and Adidas. Oh, Jesus, Western Surplus got the heaters. Meet us, so we can get the nines and the whatnots. Got the Moss Bird with the double eye buckshot. Ready for a barrel, and like Beretta would say, keep your eye on the barrel, a sparrow. Don't the crime if you can't do the time, but I'm rolling, so that's a fucked up slogan. The Hogan's heroes spotted the gorilla by the sizzler, hitting up police killer, the super duper nigga that a buck. We had to tear this motherfucker up, so what the fuck? Make it rough. Yo, Muggs, make it rough.
Stacey Coon, Lawrence Powell, Timothy Wind, and Theodore Bresenio, the four officers accused of beating motorist Rodney King.
Blaze is burning in Croydon in South London after a furniture store was set alight. The latest violence began this afternoon in Hackney in East London when police were attacked with rocks and missiles. It soon spread south to Lewisham and Peckham where shops and cars were set on fire. And this was the scene in Birmingham tonight as the violence spread outside the capital for the first time since the trouble erupted on Saturday.
Let me be absolutely clear. Those responsible for this violence and looting will be made to face the consequences of their actions.
Counting the cost, in Tottenham in North London, where it all began, businesses lost and homes destroyed.
Just couldn't believe it. Our building was going up in flames. You know, and it was like, you know, 10 minutes longer in that building and we would have been dead.
Shoot to kill, kill, to kill. 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 Shoot to kill, Alaska.
He's got his hands up, Chief. Take it easy.
All right, you.
No need to shoot me, officer. I was just...
Don't you be telling me what not to do, man. Just walk forward and keep them hands high.
I saw the man, the assailant.
Shut your mouth.
But I was chasing him.
I told you, shut your mouth. Adam, Alaska.
He's clean. Cuff him.
Now wait, I'm not the one you're looking for.
Shut your mouth, boy.
You're making a mistake, officer. The man you want is getting away. He's about 5'7". He wears...
Get him in the car.
Now look, my name is Benson. I just got here from...
I ask you to shut your mouth, boy. You gonna do it?
And composure. I'm poster, propose a toast to players on every coaster. Deliver a roller coaster. Mind bitter, set up watching these sucker MCs. I'm seeing just how they lying to the general population. Don't be patient, get up and stand up for your life. Don't you real understand we lost some rights? It's 119. Come dumb, come young, come blind, unwind, confined to the situation we facing. Cause it's time. Tick, tick, fool. It up. Basically, America, you got fucked. The media shut their job, now we stuck. Damn! Was it full of leaps and blunders? Did they ever find him somber? And why in the fuck did Daniel Pearl have to pay the price for his life and his wife playing twice? See, Alameen got life and Fred got dead. Hampton to dab in the dream of all the Panthers. They got the answer for ransom as we breathe together, as we clean together. Count your blessings whenever you feel that things won't be no better. But it got you. You gave me this microphone, so I must rock you. Your brainwaves, airways, energize and shock you. Y'all got me when I got y'all. Long as I know y'all listening, I'm always bring food for thought to the table in the kitchen. Now eat, nigga. Eat, nigga. Eat, nigga.
I'm just saying we all occupy in our own way. You occupy your fucking filthy Portland hippie selves because you hate the 1%. And you hate the banks because of their predatory lending practices against the people and enslave them in a lifetime of debt. What'd you do about it? You stunk up a park for almost a year. I occupy far more efficiently. Maybe you should look to me for leadership. I hate the banks as well, as we all do. How did I fuck them? I spent 3 hours jacking up Mother's Chase Bank Visa card after she's dead up to its $10,000 limit, buying dumb shit that no one needs and sticking them with the bill because she had no estate except for that blind fucking last cat. If you want to repo that, have at it. That actually caused damage to the bank. Not sitting around with a dog with a kerchief and a cardboard sign slapping on drums in a drum circle. The fucking Occupy movement was such a letdown because you seemed like me, angry and we're going to take to the streets and holy shit, around the globe, people are, fuck this, we're going to do something. And what did you do? You fucked up a park. All you fucked up in a year is some guy's day who wanted to throw a frisbee for his dog, but he couldn't because you're all camped out there. You hate the banks? Don't fuck up the park. Fuck up the bank. Yeah. Who's in charge of this project? Next time, me.
We don't really have leadership.
You needed some.
The unbeatable high. Adrenaline shoots your nerves to the sky. Everyone knows this town is gonna blow. And it's all Tonight it's a blast.
grenades spring up from nowhere. Cops in helmets line the lines. Shotguns prod into your bellies. The trigger fingers want an excuse. Now! The raging mob has lost its nerve. There's more of us, but who goes first? No one dares across the line. The cops know that they've won. It's all about the bird, that's why the bits have just begun to fight. Lift up your hands, get your teeth, voice of iron, and blaze. Tonight it's a blast. Tomorrow you're homeless. Tonight it's a blast. Tomorrow you're homeless. Tonight it's a blast. Tomorrow you're homeless. Tonight it's a blast. Tomorrow you're homeless.
Treason Radio 117 Riot Edition. Thanks for listening. Fucking A. DJ Gowers taking a hit of his e-cig.
Sucking that robot dick, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, man.
Inhaling some.
It's better than a fucking cigarette, I'll tell you that.
It probably is. Anyway, we're here. We're pissed.
Anything's
we're fucking
than
rocking.
A cigarette.
We're rocking it intact, man. Goddamn. I love your garage. I'm fucking stoked I'm here.
Goddamn right. Cheers to that.
It's been too long since we made the podcast.
Way too long. I mean, for the first time in our six-year history. Well, no. Not the first time, but maybe the second time.
Second or third, maybe.
Second or third, maybe. But, like, the
two or three
rarest of rare experiences. But never more than one show had we had to be apart in that sense. I'll miss you, man.
Yeah, well, I'm here now, and I'm fucking loving it.
And hopefully you guys as listeners are loving it, too, because...
Even if you aren't,
the last, like,
yeah.
five shows have been nothing but music with no
Someday
talking.
I'm going to listen to all these in a row, like... When I'm a 60-year-old man and just be like, yeah, we fucking nominated.
Speaking of feeling like a 60-year-old man, I was listening to a radio broadcast that DJ Matador and I did back in the day for a pledge drive for the community-sponsored radio station that we both used to work for up in Chico, California, called KZFR. And... it was amazing to me to listen to the way that we interacted with each other 12 years ago, right? I mean, we're talking maybe even longer than that, 13, 14 years ago even now, right? We're getting fucking up there, man. But the bottom line is that when we were live on the air, there was a certain chemistry that we had and a certain understanding that we had that we kind of lost because it was 7 years between the time that we last were on the air and we started this podcast. But we were never on the air for as long as we've been podcasting.
Yeah, so podcasting dominates and we're shredding your face right now.
But it took us almost this much time to get comfortable to the point that we felt like we were on the air when we were recording shows. Would you not agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is your phone more important than recording the podcast?
I'm getting a text. I don't know what's happening.
dude, I'm trying to like spill my heart out to you right now. And I'm like, this is the greatest moment of my life. And you're like,
R.I.P. Wall.
Text, man.
117 in the books. 118 coming up. Riot Part 2.
It's a word vomit riot. That's
Riot Part 2. Riot Part 2. Riot Part 2. Riot Part 2.
Riot Part 1. Because that's what you're listening to right now. But Riot Part 2.
Entry the. Thanks for listening.
We'll be right back. metro on a moving train. Beyond the Staples Center, you can see America with its dire for avenging disgrace. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality of plastic existence. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around.
Traps. How many devils can you fit upon a match? And killing us, and he killed the Kerouac cat. Sometimes obituary. Oh yeah, create a fun cat. Warm Brooks back. How many angels can you fit up on a mat? I wanna know why Hemingway cracked. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Life is the crummiest book I ever read. There isn't a hook, just a lot of cheap shots. Pictures to shot and characters and image of a never dream.
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society.
Rhyme.
And treason.